Welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. This is a show for quietly powerful and creatively passionate business owners who want to take joy-filled, bold action in order to uplevel, grow, or pivot your business and online platform without sacrificing your values. I am your host, Sean Fink, a business strategist and a courage coach, who has been writing, selling, and building online communities for over 10 years. If you are ready to get business brave, I encourage you to say a brave yes to yourself and head over and apply for a free coaching exploratory session with me. A link will be in the show notes. Welcome to another episode of the Brave Yes Business Show. I love this topic so much. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to keep it short. We're going to try though. So welcome to you. And this episode is called How to Stop Being the Bottleneck in Your One-Person Business. So wait, if I'm a one-person business and I'm the bottleneck, oh, we have a problem. We have a problem. So let me ask you, are you the bottleneck in your one-person business? Okay, let's break this down. Okay, let's really break this down. So when things don't go right in your business, who do you blame? Because you are the one-person business. You are a solopreneur. When something doesn't work out, who is to blame? Do you blame yourself? Do you consider yourself the bottleneck? You are the reason you're not more successful. Or could it be that the circumstances or your strategy are the reason that things are not going the way you thought? Sometimes the big vision, the brave yes vision that I've been talking about, doesn't work out as planned. But here's the thing that I know, because I have been a solopreneur for 10 years, and I know a lot of other solopreneurs. I am friends with a lot of solopreneurs. I have clients who are solopreneurs. I get the solopreneur life, especially the female solopreneur life, when there are other life circumstances at play, such as being a caregiver, a mom, or taking care of parents, such as having a life, health issues, chronic health issues, or health issues that pop up out of nowhere. So listen, if life keeps knocking you down, blaming yourself for being the bottleneck in your business isn't fair to you. I had a post on Twitter go viral talking about this very thing, that life circumstances is often not considered when we are A, putting our business strategy in place, our business design strategy, or our business plan. And it's not often considered when we are setting our goals on January 1 or the months leading up to January 1 as we start to plan out the upcoming year. And so we just set the goals that we think that we should set, should being the operative word. And then we blame ourselves for being the bottleneck in our one-person business. Or we let others tell us that we are the bottleneck, rather, right? It's really not you that's thinking that. It's the conditioning that you have picked up that you are not farther along, therefore you must be the bottleneck. So again, if life keeps lifing, as I say a million times a day or a week, if life keeps lifing, if life keeps knocking you down, blaming yourself for life circumstances isn't fair to you. And I will add to that, When you call yourself the bottleneck, when really it's your life circumstances, what you're doing is you're letting a whole lot of other people and systems off the hook. So, two phrases come to my mind when I think of this, and these are two phrases that I used for many years in my first business, the Abundant Mama Project. Start where you are, bloom where you are planted. Start where you are is that you can only ever start where you are. This moment, right now, this second, as you are listening to this podcast under these times, this is where you are. And it's where you must begin. So start where you are. Very Buddhist phrase. I'm a student of Buddhism, constantly trying to soak in that wisdom of being present, being mindful. And I bring this work, this messaging, this mindset to my work all the time. Start where you are. You could beat yourself up all day about where you should be, but the truth is your feet are planted one place right now, in the life that you have right now, in the circumstances that you have right now. So bloom where you are planted. Don't let these life circumstances, whatever they are, derail you, knock you down, throw you off track. This is a both and. Yes, I have these life circumstances. I am not getting where I want to be in my business. I am not able to take action on the things that I want to take. Start where you are. Find a way to take right action that is going to help you move the needle. It is not all or nothing. It is not one way or another. It is both and. And here's the thing. If your life circumstances are not in your way, then first of all, awesome. But if your life circumstances are not what's causing you to not get things done, that you can't give an excuse to having to take care of, you know, a parent who is having medical issues or children who are off the hook, that I'm still going to argue that it's not you, that it's probably your strategy or your lack of one. You see, our goals and our vision really do require a strategy. The more clear you are on what that strategy is, the more clear you can be on what actions you need to take, even when life is lifing. You must know where you want to go and how you want to get there, and then all the actions that it takes to get there become so clear, they become no-brainers. But if you have all of that and you're still not performing at the level, the personal peak level, then I'm guessing there is something a bit more that we need to get to the root of. Like your fear. Like your routines, like your doubt, like your capacity. I'll be honest, I secretly love it when a business coaching client tells me she's grappling with fear. We'll be in the middle of a conversation around, I don't know, like lead magnets or messaging, when she'll say something like, but I'm afraid none of this is going to work. That is the kind of self-sabotage I can work with. It's a lot harder for me to work with somebody who has a life circumstance that they can't put, you know, 5 hours in on their business a week, let alone 5 hours a day. But self-sabotage, that we can work with. When we have a vision, we can make it happen. When we have the right goals and are super clear on what actions need to happen, a beautiful alchemy takes place in our creative flow. But I see far too often that the goals that we set us up for failure because they are the goals that don't match our current life circumstances or our current needs. And so one of the big reasons I think that a lot of people become the bottleneck in their one-person business is that lack of clarity. That lack of clarity, first of all, we could spend eons trying to find lack of clarity on our own. It is not something that is easily done by yourself. This is why coaches are so vital. Mentors are so vital. Masterminds are so vital. Using other people's brains to help you get clarity is essential. Getting to the source of what you really need and want. Beyond the shoulds, because let's face it, there's a lot of noise out there telling us what we should be doing. The other thing that happens that I see all the time, over and over, is setting some really audacious goals, but lacking the capacity. Big vision, low capacity. Big vision, low capacity. So you set these really big, great goals. They're huge. They're big for you. And yet you don't have the life circumstances or the capacity, or you haven't figured out how to have the capacity to doing what it takes to get there. Setting the right goals for your capacity, for your life circumstances, is so important. And this is exactly what we're going to be talking about and focusing on in my upcoming retreat, Design Your Bravest Business Year Yet. We're going to be focusing on capacity and courage and finding that intersection between both. The other piece of being the bottleneck that I see quite a bit is lacking the courage. Lacking courage. So lacking clarity, lacking capacity, and lacking courage. You can set all the big business goals you want. You can have all these great dreams, but if you don't have the courage to take risks, you don't have the courage to mess up and fail, you don't have the courage to ask for what you want, you don't have the courage to show up and be visible and take up space, this is going to contribute to feeling like the bottleneck. And this goes back to getting to that root of fear. The other very important piece to feeling like you might be the bottleneck or knowing if you're the bottleneck is lacking consistency. This is huge. And a lot of times lacking consistency goes back to lacking clarity and lacking capacity. And even a little lacking courage. So when you don't have the clarity, you don't have the capacity, you don't have the courage, it's going to be nearly impossible for you to be consistent. And consistency is absolute queen in a business. Showing up consistently, taking up space consistently, asking for sales consistently, all very essential. What happens though is that we let the mess, the chaos of our lives, of our emotional situation, of our mental clarity take over on the day-to-day. And that affects everything. It affects our consistency. So if you're constantly feeling like you're getting derailed, you're distracted, you don't have the time for showing up and taking up space to do the things that you need to do for your business, to grow it, to elevate it, to expand it, it's likely because you're not following through on those consistent actions that are going to help you get there. And the lack of consistency almost always comes back to lack of clarity, lack of capacity, and lacking courage. So we've got to get to the bottom of all of this. And this is what I love about the work that I do in Brave Yes Business Coaching. When you can get beyond yourself and start making sure that you are truly not the bottleneck in your business, you will be thriving financially, creatively, emotionally. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I see this happening with my clients. So here's what it looks like for you to really get beyond yourself. And here's what it takes. Okay. Managing your life circumstances is such a huge part of the work that I do with my clients. And it's really the biggest part of the work I've had to do as a solopreneur. And I talk about this a lot with my clients because I might make it seem like I have all my shit together, but I assure you, there is mad chaos in my life. And it's not things that are public, and it is not things that anybody really needs to ever know, but there has been mad chaos. And there has been life circumstances, and there has been pitfalls and gaps and holes that I have fallen into that I've had to climb out of. The key is to understand that all of your life circumstances are one part of your life, and running your business is another, and you have to find a way to manage life circumstances. I have been a working mom of twins the entire time I've had a business. 10 years. 10 years of active primary default parenting, because I am the one here every day after school. I am the one who takes off for sick days. I am the one who's here for the holidays. Life is going to life, and it does in my life every day. Every day. Every day something comes up. In fact, just before I started recording this podcast, I was getting texts from my daughter who was not feeling good at school. But these life circumstances that we, like it or not, have to hold along with our businesses are not an excuse to not do the things that we need to do for our business, especially if you want to start taking yourself and your work seriously. What we do need to do, though, is get really super creative. So if life is going to life, and it's going to, I've heard the gamut in the last month from my clients, COVID, moving, major health issues, kid diagnoses and behavior, parent illnesses or diagnoses, and even deaths. And managing a business through all of this is so hard. And that's why you need all the support that you can get to navigate through this messy middle of chaos so that you can consider what it means to show up and do the essentials and have consistency and really start to keep things going and flowing even when life is lifing. This is number one space to get to start to really work with to get out of this idea that you are the bottleneck. And the brave yes here is saying yes to yourself, yes to your work, even when life is lifing. This is what it means to run a brave yes business. And by the way, I am not saying ignore your family, not take care of your family. 1000%. A brave yes business is giving you the space, the flexibility to do that and because you have the right systems in place, because you have the right capacity in place, because you are doing all the things that you need to do, the business is running also. Maybe not exactly as you want it to be running, but it's running. The other part of this is designing a strategy that actually works for you. And this is really kind of the caveat to the first one. If you're going to keep your business up and running when life is lifing or things are not going the way you want them to go, you need to have a strategy that works for you, your values, your strengths, and your expertise. But this strategy needs to not only be in alignment with who you are, but it needs to be simple and sustainable and repeatable. It needs to be something that is creatively flexible for you to thrive in any circumstance. So setting a business model up that doesn't work for your life circumstances is where so many get this so confused. Your resilience will only get you so far. Your strategy needs to serve you. It needs to sustain you. It needs to build you up and help you rise, not make you feel like you're floundering. And then finally, we need to address your capacity. If fear or doubt is blocking you, it will cause procrastination. If you are burned out on client delivery, we'll need to shore some things up so you have time for the other parts of your vision to be implemented. If you are exhausted before you even get to your marketing plan, then we're going to need to find out why and get to the root of your exhaustion, because we know that in this market, you're going to have your visibility game out there. And that might be just speaking to your referral network. That might be social media, videos or marketing or writing. It might be blog posting. It might be a whole lot of other things. But until we know why you're exhausted and how to fix that, it's going to be hard to follow a strategy. It's going to be hard to be consistent. So for 10 years with the Abundant Mama Project, I worked on energy management. I worked on self-care. I worked on routines and rituals and habit building. And all of this comes into play when we are trying to not be the bottleneck of our business, of our one-person business, because we can't afford to be the bottleneck in our one-person business. We are the business. We need to be thriving. We need to be showing up as our most extraordinary selves. Going back to the beginning. Before you degrade yourself, before you shame yourself, before you bully yourself and tell yourself that you're not good enough, that you are the bottleneck, that you have all these things, just know that this is a many-layered system. That there are so many parts, moving parts in play that is affecting your performance. And then all you need to do is start to really focus on pulling it all in, simplifying and getting to the essentials. Pulling away the layers so that you can really truly see your zone of genius and how to put it into action every day, no matter what. And it doesn't have to be hard or scary. It just has to be powerful and impactful for you. Your vision, your brave yes vision of whatever it is you want, no matter how big it is, it's about the climb. It's about the steady climb of getting there. And we can't go from start where we are to the end without a gradual, life-giving, sustainable plan that serves you where you are. so that you can bloom where you are planted every step of the way. That has to be the goal. But you're going to have to be willing to do that work. You're going to have to be willing to take it nice and slow and steady. And I am here to help you with that. I am here to show you that a brave yes business is as much about your thriving as it is about your business's thriving. The vision that you have for yourself and your business is 100% possible. Do not doubt that. Start to look at your feet and where you are planted in this moment and know and trust that this is it. This is your moment. Your road to clarity, your road to courage, your road to consistency, your road to capacity. It is all right here in this moment. Start where you are. Bloom where you are planted. We are in this together. I encourage you to please consider signing up for the upcoming retreat, November 18th. Design your bravest business year yet. We are going to focus on clarity. We are going to focus on capacity. And of course, we are going to focus on courage. This is a virtual retreat held on Zoom. It's a half day, great price. I highly recommend that you give it a try and see if this is the kind of goal setting retreat that will help you truly bloom where you are planted. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week.